Hello, it's Daily Inspiration time again, and we thank you for your call. I hope that God is richly blessing you. John chapter 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither have this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And he said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is, by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. What a beautiful picture. Jesus healing a man that's been born blind. Isn't it amazing how man wants to blame? He always wants to blame. Was it him? Was it his parents? It's your fault. No, it's his fault. We think we have to do it. But God said this man was allowed to be blind so that God's works should be glorified and manifested. Oh, if we could learn to see that God wants to do a greater work. He wants to teach us through these things. And it's kind of interesting how Jesus spit on the ground and rubbed dirt in this man's eyes. You know, it's a picture. That's a picture for sure of the law of God working. The law of God comes and brings irritation. It brings an offense. It brings something that's not comfortable. To put sand and spit in your eye is not a good feeling. But he said, go wash. You see, this man probably would have never gone to wash if there wasn't some grit in his eye. He went and washed, and God healed him. Was it the spit? Was it the sand? Was it the pool? No way. It was the word of God that saved this man. Doing what Jesus said is what healed him. So, what a blessing to learn these things. But I really want to focus here for the next few minutes on the verse Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. This verse is telling me that Jesus came to do God's will. And he said, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. But Jesus came to those that would receive him, and a few did. And Jesus Christ said there's an appointed time. There's a day coming, and there's a day ending, and night is coming. And when night comes, there's no more mercy. There's no more miracles. There's no more anything. There is a door that's going to be shut. There is a time limit to all of God's grace, gifts, and mercies. Are you making the best of your time? Are you busy working for God? Do you realize if you're not right with God, or you know others that are not right with God, that there is a day coming when the door is going to be shut? Time is going to run out, and there will be no more help from God. The night is coming when no man can work. It's going to all be over. The judgment day is coming. There will be a day coming, a day of reckoning, a day of God revealing the secrets of men. Oh, today, if we would be wise, we would seek the Lord while he may be found. That's the real key. I want to leave you with these thoughts out of John chapter 9. Read through the chapter. Read it slowly. Meditate on these saints and save your soul from a wicked world and a wicked devil and a wicked sin that's out there. Are you right with God today? Are you pressing on? Do you want more of God? That's the key. There's a day coming when he will not be available. But today, I believe, anyone can call upon him and be saved. Well, thank you so much for your attention, and may God bless you. 099 is the voice mailbox. If you would like to leave a message, ask a question, anything we can do to help you, may God love you and bless you. Goodbye now.